Six of the seven trustees will pay $1,500 each for violating the Nevada open meeting law in multiple ways. Attorney Kent Robeson, who's representing the trustees, says they could have litigated this issue for months.
The fees would be substantial. Neither the district nor the public need that kind of harm at this point in time or at any point in time. The fact is the open meeting law was violated that day.
Robeson says he was surprised the attorney general found the board guilty of six different violations of the law. Still, the trustees insisted the money come directly from their own pockets, and the settlement included an apology from the board to the public. Robeson says the board did waive certain legitimate defenses by agreeing to the settlement.
The statute under which the trustees have been charged requires actual knowledge of violation as and when the violations are occurring. That, to me, was a big issue with respect to individual trustees' conduct.
But Robeson says ultimately the trustees, the attorney general, and the public don't want this to drag on any longer. Also, many of the trustees have served in other public offices before and have experience with the open meeting law. Trustee Barbara McClory said they let the public down, and she hopes other elected officials take note.
The penalty of a $1,500 fine is not, under the circumstances, uncalled for or inappropriate. However, I hope the candor and remorse with which we have reached this settlement do not go unnoticed and or unappreciated.
The trustees still need to resolve another suit with Martinez for breaking his contract. They plan to enter mediation with a judge later this month. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.